Hello, I'm Alice Redgate, a member on Exeter's iGEM team for 2016. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Desert Island Science. To watch more about the iGEM team's journey, you can find our channel by searching for Exeter iGEM 2016 on YouTube. Today is Senior Lecturer Dr. Sarah Burton. As a Director of Undergraduate Studies in Biosciences and a Senior Tutor, her research interests are mainly focused on environmental bacteriology and biofilms. She also chairs the CLES Employability Action and Advisory Group, as well as being a Senior Fellow of the Higher Education Academy. So welcome, Dr. Burton.
Thank you.
You've been involved with iGEM for many years. How did this come about and what do you do?
Well, how did this come about? I think this came about because I was first hearing about it from John Love, and he told me about this great idea about international competitions for biologists. I'm very passionate about undergraduates having the opportunity to do some high-class research, and so in fact I wrote a grant application to the university which was successful in getting the first funding for the first team in Exeter. Subsequent to that, I was actually on the council of the Microbiology Society and responsible for funding grants nationally, internationally, and was pleased to put money into a grant scheme nationally for all iGEM teams for the UK.
You mentioned that your interest in science began from a young age. At what age do you think students should be introduced to synthetic biology, and how do you see this impacting the future of the field?
Well, I think students should be introduced to synthetic biology at junior school. I think that's really, really important. So, for example, I think they should make the link between having enough food to eat and having really high quality healthcare, particularly perhaps preventive medicine, from a very early age. I think people should value that and value the fact that at the moment in the UK we have a lot of free healthcare and other people in the world don't have that opportunity and that privilege.
You currently own one of only three copies of a book titled Some Recollections. Can you tell us a bit more about the story behind this?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about here. Well, sometimes in life we get a lucky break. My lucky break was very unexpected in this respect. Quite interested in the history of science throughout my life, really. How do we get to where we are today? What are the major breakthroughs? Are they by chance? Are they because people are excellent? Are they because people are just fantastic in their thinking? Or is it some of all of these? Well, by chance, I met someone who told me that in my own Devon village here in England, the son of someone called Arthur Duncan Gardner, who was one of the researchers alongside Florey, Fleming and Chain on the discovery of the action of penicillin. So actually his son was living in my village. I met him. He's an elderly gentleman. He was a very interesting elderly gentleman, and he shared with me some of his father's stories. And moreover, he shared with me some of his father's recollections and in fact his autobiography, which he wrote about some of the penicillin early work. It's absolutely remarkable. The reason that I particularly enjoyed is not only hearing about the history of penicillin, which we can see in some textbooks, we can see in some videos, we can see in some films, but it's also about the characters. It's also about how and why they got together. It's absolutely remarkable because it's also about social science. It talks, for example, about Chain. Florey, Fleming and Chain were the three people who got the Nobel Prize. It talks about how Ernest Chain was a refugee from Nazi Germany and how the team were brought together through all sorts of circumstances. And it's that interest in the social side of this as well that I really, really enjoy.
So where are the other two copies?
I believe one is in one of the Oxford colleges, and the other one, I don't know if anybody knows.
How exciting.
But it's brilliantly written.
Do you think it'll ever be typed up?
It's here on my laptop in part. It's on the way, but I think there are some bigger projects for this, and I think eventually, if we have the family's permission, and that's absolutely key here, I think actually that sort of work should go into a very major national library, and I'd like that to be nationally recognised work about the social history as well of what the gentleman achieved in his time.
Well, we're here today to find out about your views surrounding synthetic biology, but also to hear about the items you've picked to take with you on the desert island. On the island, you already have a copy of the iGEM registry, with access to all the synthetic biology parts, and a solar-powered bento lab, but you're able to select one other book, one other piece of science equipment, one luxury item, and two songs. So tell us about the first song.
First song. I think it should be from Evita, and I think it should be Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. You might think that's really strange.
Why have you picked this one?
Okay, because in part I can identify with some of the lines in it, and I think also that I'd like to make a little play here for how it's important that women are encouraged to have an important part in science, and how often women don't put themselves forward, how we need to have more confidence, and how we need to encourage each other to have that confidence and to move forward in science. Not just women, but particularly women, because I think culturally it is more difficult for women, certainly in Europe, to do so. So some of the lines that I particularly enjoy for those reasons are, I had to let it happen, I had to change. I couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun, so I chose freedom. The freedom I chose, the freedom that I'm delighted to share with the students here at the moment, is education. Education is freedom. That was my way to have freedom. And I think that's so, so important. And I think the other lines that are important in that song are also that fortune and fame are only illusions. I love that, but that's just me.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never you all through my wild days, my mad existence. I kept my promise, don't keep your distance. And as for fortune,
a large part of our iGEM project is human practices, where we take our project beyond the lab. For this, we are focusing mainly on education, with the aim of improving the public's perception of synthetic biology. If you could give only one piece of advice to iGEM teams trying to do this, what would it be?
It would be talk to people in a way that they can understand the synthetic biology. Don't be aloof. Don't try to be more clever than anybody else. Include people in your discussions.
So tell us about the piece of science equipment you've selected.
Okay, you might laugh a lot, but as we've got so much else already on the island, as we've got so much already to explore and to enjoy, whether it's science or whether it's just the environment around you, as you hear, I'm an environmental microbiologist, I'm going to pick a good old-fashioned hand lens. That's because if I lose my glasses or break them, I can still use that to see and use everything else. But also because we're in our own world all the time, whether we're thinking it's the written word or whether we're having experience in a fantastic environment around us in this island. I'm assuming it's going to rain all the time. We could then use this little hand lens to look at other incredible worlds so easily accessible around us. So a good old-fashioned hand lens, but if I can be cheeky, I can also use it to make a fire. Because I want the fire, I want to keep warm.
Yes.
So good old hand lens, please, maybe to focus the sunlight, and just in case my specs break.
So a recent article on synthetic biology by the BBC was on CRISPR. Whilst talking about the benefits and the use in cancer therapy, it also talked about the risk of designer life in human embryos, saying the research left it open to a lab somewhere to create the first gene-edited babies. It then went on to feature a professor saying she'd had a nightmare in which Hitler was trying to persuade her to use this technology. What are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are many and varied. Yes, people have had those nightmares. Some people have even tried to make those nightmares a reality. I condemn all of that, of course. But actually, I think we have, over the last 20, 25 years, actually learned to trust some of our senior scientists to make the right choices about embryology, about science. I think some of those experts should be trusted in the future. At the moment, there's a large feeling of distrust towards a lot of people in authority in society. But so far, we've chosen well with our senior scientists, and I do have that trust.
So would you be opposed to the release of synthetic organisms into the environment? And do you think we'll reach a point in the future where this is common practice?
No, I'm not against that at all. Again, it has to be managed, it has to be trialled correctly, and it has to be debated openly. None of this should be done behind closed doors. It's an open debate society has to have. And we do have to have that debate. It would be wrong if we didn't. Am I against it? No. Would I need to look carefully at the validation and to have confidence? Yes.
So tell us about the book you've chosen.
Well, I was in a bit of a light-hearted mood when I was thinking about this. I'm going to choose Watership Down, please.
And why have you chosen this?
Because it's light and it tells stories about rabbits, and I just think that there's a really good underlying thing about society within the story, but you can have it at the light level, the little characters, or you can have it at the societal level. I just like Watership Down, have something you just like for those rainy days on the island.
Lovely. Let's have some more music. Tell me about your second song choice.
Well, our second song choice, now you might be surprised by this one as well. I don't know. Hey ho. I would actually like something which is known as a Celtic blessing. Would you like to hear a little bit about the Celtic blessing?
Yes, please.
So the Celtic blessing, basically the words are, may the road rise to meet you, may the wind be always at your back, may the sun shine warm upon your face, may the rain fall soft upon your fields, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Now for me, this is quite a nice summary of, first of all, enjoy the environment. Take the good that there is when the sun shines in your face. It's great. And yes, we do need rainy days. I'm a farmer's daughter. We need rain on our fields. So it's part of my past, but it's also, you need the bad days to have the good days. You know, sometimes we have to remember this and celebrate that as well. And I would say to anybody in the whole world, whatever their religion, their faith, their background, I would hope that God would keep everybody safe and peaceful.
Item you've picked then, your luxury item.
Oh, luxury item. Well, I can't imagine being on an island without anybody else, without soap. Seawater is quite unpleasant when you don't have fresh water to get it off. And can you imagine, even on your own, you'd still want to be clean, wouldn't you? So I'm afraid that it would be soap.
Do you have preference of soap?
Well, it'd probably have to be a citrus smell, if you hadn't got citrus fruits around, otherwise you could augment it, of course. But I think some soap, and then at least you could just play with the bubbles as well, couldn't you? And you can have all of that spectrum of the sunshine on the bubbles and things, but keeping clean, having some soap. I wouldn't like to be an island, even on my own, without that. Thank you very much.
How do you think you're going to find living on our desert island?
Well, I think it'll be kind of hard because I wouldn't thrive alone. I like company. However, I do like challenge, and I would be very, very proud of little things that I make to make my life, little models or little things that I make to make my life more comfortable. Construction doesn't bother me. Making a shelter sounds like good fun. No problems with that. And if I've got my hand lens, I've got a fire as well. So I'm optimistic.
So I'm going to cast your way now on our desert island. Dr. Burton, thank you so much for talking to us today on Desert Island Science.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.